Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise.
We are here to praise you. Lift our hearts and sing. We are here to give you the best that we can bring.
What a wonderful medley there with the Maranatha Singers and the praise strings with the songs, "We Are Here to Praise You," and "May the Fragrance of Jesus Fill This Place." That's our prayer today, that as you listen and worship with us today on A Call to Worship, you might just sense the fragrance of Jesus. You might sense the Spirit of God anointing this program and anointing your life and your worship and your praise today. A little later on in our broadcast, we're going to be sharing the 71st Psalm. A couple of the verses say, "My mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long. And my mouth will tell of your righteousness, of your salvation all day long." Well, we're only going to be here for an hour today with a call to worship, but I hope that as you worship God today with us, that the fragrance of Jesus might continue in your life even after our program concludes, and that you might feel His presence all day long. Later on, we'll be talking about that loving feeling. You know, so oftentimes in our lives, we might not feel saved. I remember a wonderful song that Mark Lowry has about not feeling saved when things go wrong in your life. Well, we're going to be talking about the feeling that we can have of God's love in our life and the assurance that we are saved and will be kept in the hands of God securely because of His love for us and because of our commitment to Jesus Christ as our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Restorer. We'll be talking more about that a little later. Right now, let's ask God for His blessing on this program. Heavenly Father, we do come into Your presence today to praise Your holy name. And I ask, Father, that Your Spirit might just anoint this time together, that we might feel Your Spirit among us. Your Word says that where two or three are gathered in Your name, You will be there. And we are gathered in Your name, Lord, and there is more than two or three. And I know, Father, You are here. And I pray, Lord, that You are pleased with our adoration and our praise. And I pray, Father, that if there's somebody listening today that has never experienced Your presence in their lives, have never committed their lives to Jesus and accepted Him as the one and only way to You, they might do that today as we worship You today here in A Call to Worship. Father, I love You and I thank You for the fact that You are in our presence today. And we can feel You here, and we can know that You are our Lord. Heavenly Father, take great pleasure in our adoration because we are here to worship You. You are the object of our affection. You are the object of our adoration today. And I thank You, Lord, for the talents that You have given to those that will perform. I thank You for the writers of Scripture that they have followed the Spirit as they've laid down Your thoughts and Your laws so that we might know about You and know how much You love us. Father, I do love You, and I thank You for the privilege You've given me in leading in this time of worship today. And we come into Your presence with thanksgiving in our heart. We give glory and honor and power unto You and unto Jesus, the name above all names. And Father, we know that we are among You today, for surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. We can feel Your mighty power and Your grace. Sometimes we think we can hear the brush of angels' wings, and we see glory on each face because surely the presence of our Lord is here in this place.
Three, and I feel that same sweet spirit.
Now Psalm 71. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Rescue me and deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of evil and cruel men. For you have been my hope, O Sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From birth I have relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you. I have become like a portent to many, but you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long. Do not cast me away when I am old. Do not forsake me when my strength is gone. For my enemies speak against me. Those who wait to kill me conspire together. They say, God has forsaken him. Pursue him and seize him, for no one will rescue him. Be not far from me, O God. Come quickly, O my God, to help me. May my accusers perish in shame. May those who want to harm me be covered with scorn and disgrace. But as for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteousness, of your salvation all day long. Though I know not its measure, I will come and proclaim your mighty acts, O Sovereign Lord. I will proclaim your righteousness, yours alone. Since my youth, O God, you have taught me, and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, O God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your might to all who are to come. Your righteousness reaches to the skies, O God. You have done great things. Who, O God, is like you? Though you have made me see troubles, many and bitter, you will restore my life again. From the depths of the earth you will again bring me up. You will increase my honor and comfort me once again. I will praise you with a harp for your faithfulness, O my God. I will sing praises to you with a lyre, O Holy One of Israel. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praise to you, I whom you have redeemed. My tongue will tell of your righteous acts all day long, for those who wanted to harm me have been put to shame and confusion.
I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me on the cruel cross he suffered. I will praise and death and hell. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. Sing, oh sing.
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. In the background, we've been listening to the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes, beginning with How Firm a Foundation. Other songs in this medley, My Faith Has Found a Resting Place, and we'll wind up with Haven of Rest. Briefly, I just want to thank you for listening and worshiping with us today. Also want to thank you for writing and letting us know you're there. In fact, during this month, we're sending out a wonderful little hardcover book called Knowing God's Will, Learning to Recognize God's Voice by Bob Gass. It's about an 80-page booklet, has 15 different devotionals talking about knowing God's will. It's my gift to you if you'll just write to us here at Call to Worship. Let us know that you're there, you're listening, you're worshiping with us, and you're praying for us. I'm not putting any gift amount on this. If you just want to write and receive the book, that's great. We do have expenses here in the production, the duplication, and the distribution of this program to stations all over the country. In fact, the program is actually heard all over the world now because on our website, we are making the program available on demand. You go to our website, www.calltoworship.us, and you can click on and listen to the program anytime you want. As I've checked where people are, they are literally around the world. They're listening in China. They're listening in Africa. They're listening in Europe and in Asia. And, of course, in the United States and Canada, all over the world, we're able to get the word out and have the program available. And your financial help helps us continue on that. So if you could write to us here and send a tax-deductible gift, that would be very, very helpful. But even if you just write and say, we're listening, we're praying for you, I'm going to send a copy of this book, Knowing God's Will, out to you. Now, for those of you that do send a gift, we're also going to be sending out, 4 times a year, a daily devotional called The Word for You Today. I hope you'll write, and if God directs you to do so and makes it available, if you can send us a gift, that would be great. Here's my address. It's Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. That address is really a long one, so it might be hard to remember it, but you can also go to our website and find the address on that website. The website address, www.calltoworship.us. I've already mentioned that the program is available on that website. I also post a complete program schedule for each week, the scripture. You can find out where this program is heard on over 330 stations every weekend here in the United States. So stop by and visit us at www.calltoworship.us, and the mailing address, it's Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Did you ever get the feeling that you're not saved? Well, coming up later in our broadcast, we're going to be talking about feelings. You know, sometimes our feelings aren't honest. If we allow our feelings to govern our fellowship with Christ, we're sure to drift into self-condemning, guilt-ridden waters. Dr. Stanley has a devotional on the loving feeling, which encourages a walk of faith and not of sight. We're going to be talking more about that later in the broadcast. Right now, though, let's get back to this medley with the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes as we pick up the last song of the medley, The Haven of Rest. And now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled A Touch of His Love, Meditations on Knowing and Receiving the Love of God, published by Zondervan Publishing House. John 10:28 says this, "No one can snatch them out of my hand." That's Jesus speaking, and today we're going to talk about that loving feeling. Sir Winston Churchill once remarked that it was dangerous to always be feeling one's pulse and taking one's temperature. His words were addressed to those who looked at the widely fluctuating fortunes of battle to determine England's success or failure in World War II. His words were apropos as well for the Christians who constantly gauges his relationship with Christ based on feelings. Emotions are unreliable barometers, and if you attach your faith to them, you are in for an upsetting experience. Certainly, we are to love God and do those things that please Him, such as reading His Word and spending time in prayer, joining with a local body of believers, things like that. But there are occasions when the Bible seems cold and our prayers listless and our commitment to the church uncertain. And if we allow our feelings to govern our fellowship with Christ in these instances, we are sure to drift into self-condemning, guilt-ridden waters. The crux of the matter is not relying on your degree of love for God for stability and security. This is much like holding the proverbial wrong end of the stick. The prescription to a steady, progressive walk of faith is focusing on God's love for you, not on your degree of love for God or the way you seem to feel. You see, God's love is unchanging, and it's fixed forever. Think about this illustration. Imagine your hand and God's hand clasped together. Your grip loosens during a season of temptation or sin or doubt or apathy. Your feelings of love for God are minimal, but rather than concentrating on your slackness, look to the hand of God. See? His grip of love is solid. He will not let you go. David says in Psalm 63:8, "Your right hand upholds me." And these are the words of God to a fearful people as recorded in Isaiah chapter 41:13. "For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand." Now do you understand the verse we started with, John 10:28? "No one can snatch them out of my hand." You see, you are eternally secure in the love of God. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit. The Word of God in Ephesians 1:13 and 14, the King James Version says, "You were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession," that's us, "unto the praise of His glory." In the New King James Version, that earnest in the inheritance says, "Who is the guarantee of our inheritance." Did you ever buy a house and had to put down earnest money? That was your proof that you were going to follow through and purchase that house. Well, the Holy Spirit in our life is God's proof that He is going to follow through and save us and bring us home. You see, heaven is reserved for you. And in this light, you can stop, as Churchill said, from the paralysis of morbid introspection. You can stop depending on your irregular spiritual pulse as an indicator of your love relationship with Christ. The favorable winds of God's love for you blow continuously. Move forward in that truth, and the turbulence of gusty emotions will not blow you off your course of growing in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Nothing can loosen God's grip on you as long as you are placing your trust in Jesus Christ as Lord. Heavenly Father, I can so easily be influenced by my feelings, and the results of my actions can be so devastating. Lord, strengthen my faith walk with You. My heart's desire is to grasp Your hand firmly at all times. Teach me to overcome feelings that are damaging to our relationship. Thank You, Heavenly Father, for Your steadfast love.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, always new every morning.
Music there by the Maranatha Singers, soloist Terry Clark and Rebecca Hansen, The Steadfast Love of the Lord, and He is Faithful. I'm Dave Kersey. Thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. Thank you also for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this radio ministry. And don't forget that when you write this month, we're going to send out to you a wonderful little book called Knowing God's Will, Learning to Recognize God's Voice in Your Life. My address here is Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Also, don't forget, you can find us on the Internet. Our website address is www.calltoworship.us. Come back again next time, won't you, for another time of worship and praise here on A Call to Worship. And remember that A Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministries of Medford, Oregon. Now let's wind up our time together as we listen to the Don Marr Singers. A wonderful little chorus simply says, Jesus, Lord to me. Have a great week. See you next week here on A Call to Worship and Praise.